Hi, Pastor Brandon here with our readings from Tuesday, February 11th, 2020. Today, we're going to be digging into Psalm 22:22-28, Genesis 41-41:16, and Matthew 14:1-14. Here's Psalm 22:22-28. I tell you of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. And stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel, for he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. And he has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who fear him. The afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. And all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. Genesis 41:41-16. Sometime after this, the cupbearer of the king of Egypt and his baker committed an offense against their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was angry with his two officers, the chief cupbearer and the chief baker, and he put them in custody in the house of the captain of the guard, in the prison where Joseph was confined. The captain of the guard appointed Joseph to be with them, and he attended them. They continued for some time in custody, and one night they both dreamed, the cupbearer and the baker, of the king of Egypt, who was confined in the prison, each his own dream, and each dream with its own interpretation. When Joseph came to them in the morning, he saw that they were troubled. So he asked Pharaoh's officers, who were with him in custody in his master's house, why are your faces downcast today? They said to him, we have had dreams, and there is no one to interpret them. And Joseph said to them, do not interpretations belong to God? Please tell them to me. So the chief cupbearer told his dream to Joseph and said to him, in my dream, there was a vine before me. And on the vine, there were three branches. As soon as it budded, its blossoms shot forth, and the clusters ripened into grapes. Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. Then Joseph said to him, this is its interpretation. The three branches are 3 days. In 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your office, and you shall place Pharaoh's cup in his hand as formerly, when you were his cupbearer. Only remember me when it is well with you, and please do me the kindness to mention me to Pharaoh, and so get me out of this house. For I was indeed stolen out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also I have done nothing that they should put me into the pit. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was favorable, he said to Joseph, I also had a dream. There were 3 cake baskets on my head, and in the uppermost basket there were all sorts of baked food for Pharaoh. But the birds were eating it out of the baskets on my head. And Joseph answered and said, this is its interpretation. 3 baskets are 3 days. In 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head from you and hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat the flesh from you. On the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, he made a feast for all his servants and lifted up the head of the chief cupbearer and the head of the chief baker among his servants. He restored the chief cupbearer. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. After 2 whole years, Pharaoh dreamed that he was standing by the Nile. And behold, there came out of the Nile 7 cows, attractive and plump, and they fed in the reed grass. And behold, 7 other cows, ugly and thin, came up out of the Nile after them and stood by the other cows on the bank of the Nile. And the ugly, thin cows ate up the 7 attractive, plump cows. And Pharaoh awoke, and he fell asleep and dreamed a second time. And behold, 7 ears of grain, plump and good, were growing on one stalk. And behold, after them sprouted 7 ears, thin and blighted by the east wind. And the thin ears swallowed up the 7 plump, full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. So in the morning, his spirit was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all its wise men. Pharaoh told them his dreams, but there was none who could interpret them to Pharaoh. Then the chief cupbearer said to Pharaoh, "I remember my offenses today, when Pharaoh was angry with his servant and put me and the chief baker into custody in the house of the captain of the guard. We dreamed on the same night, and he and I each having a dream with its own interpretation. A young Hebrew was there with us, a servant of the captain of the guard. When he told him, he interpreted our dream. When we told him, he interpreted our dreams to us, giving an interpretation to each man according to his dreams. And as he interpreted to us, so it came about. I was restored to my office, and the baker was hanged." Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they quickly brought him out of the pit. And when he had shaved himself and changed his clothes, he came in before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I have had a dream, and there is no one who can interpret it. I have heard it said of you that when you hear a dream, you can interpret it." Joseph answered Pharaoh, "It is not in me. God will give Pharaoh a favorable answer." Matthew 14:1-14. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard about the fame of Jesus. And he said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He has been risen from the dead. That is why these miraculous powers are at work in him." For Herod had seized John and bound him and put him into prison for sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because John had been saying to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." And though he wanted to put him to death, he feared the people because they held him to be a prophet. But when Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias danced before the company and pleased Herod, so that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me the head of John the Baptist here on a platter." And the king was sorry, but because of his oaths and his guest, he commanded it to be given. He sent and had John beheaded in the prison. And his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl. And she brought it to her mother. And his disciples came and took the body and buried it. And they went and told Jesus. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. These are our readings for February 11th, 2020, in our reading plan, Seek Him. And I really want to look at this Matthew passage. I do want to mention in our Genesis passage about Joseph. Here he is. He's thinking he's going to get his lucky break. You know, he's in a decent place, but he's still a prisoner. And he's going to get his lucky break because the cupbearer is going to take news to Pharaoh about him. And 2 years pass. 2 years pass. All the while, though, God is working in Joseph's suffering. But I really want to look at this passage from Matthew because it's important for us to realize something here. So we get the narrative of the death of John the Baptist here. We are told about the death of John the Baptist here. And when Jesus hears of the death of John the Baptist, what is it that he does? It says that he goes off. He goes off to a desolate place, an empty place. He goes off. He withdrew, it says. He goes off to a place to be by himself. He goes by himself. He doesn't bring anyone with him, but he just needs to get away and to be alone. Jesus was mourning the death of John. And this is important for us to recognize and realize that Jesus mourns death. He feels the pain and the sting of death. He experiences what you and I experience every single day. He experienced life in the fullest. He knows the pain. He knows the sufferings of death. And he went to be by himself. But what is it that it says that happens? When the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd. He didn't get that chance to have that alone time. He didn't get that chance to be able to be alone, to have a private moment. He didn't get that chance. These great crowds just kept following him everywhere he went. How is it that he responds, though? It says he had compassion on them and healed their sick. In fact, it goes on to say in the Gospel of Matthew that he spends the day with everyone to the point that it's starting to get late and his disciples are like, how are we going to feed all these people? He then feeds all of them. Jesus allowed the interruptions of the pains and sufferings of others in the midst of his pain. That is a lesson that we can learn from Jesus today. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.